Welcome to The Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church for this first week of Lent. During this weekly podcast, we share a Bible reading from this week's lectionary and a brief devotion. The devotions come from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today, we turn to Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6 and 16 through 21. I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. Be careful that you don't practice your religion in front of people to draw their attention. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Whenever you give to the poor, don't blow your trumpet as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may get praise from people. I assure you, that's the only reward they'll get. But when you give to the poor, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that you may give to the poor in secret. Your Father, who sees what you do in secret, will reward you. When you pray, don't be like hypocrites. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners so that people will see them. I assure you, that's the only reward they'll get. But when you pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is present in that secret place. Your Father who sees what you do in secret will reward you. And when you fast, don't put on a sad face like the hypocrites. They distort their faces so people will know they are fasting. I assure you that they have their reward. When you fast, brush your hair and wash your face. Then you won't look like you are fasting to people, but only to your Father who is present in that secret place. Your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. Stop collecting treasures for your own benefit on earth, where moth and rust eat them, and where thieves break in and steal them. Instead, collect treasures for yourselves in heaven, where moth and rust don't eat them, and where thieves don't break in and steal them. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now for a devotion on this Bible passage, written by Tex Sample, a specialist in church and society, a storyteller, author, and the Robert B. and Kathleen Rogers Professor Emeritus of Church and Society at the St. Paul School of Theology, a United Methodist seminary in Kansas City, Missouri. Tex writes, "My uncle was a bootlegger in my hometown in the late 1940s and 50s. He wore $300 suits, a 10-gallon Stetson hat, and Italian shoes. The roll of money in the front right pocket of his pants was so big, he had his pockets custom made to accompany this excess of greenbacks. When he infrequently attended church, he sat up front, placed his cowboy hat with the label up on the pew next to him, and eagerly awaited the offering. During the collection, he pulled out that big roll of money and, holding it shoulder high, drew out a $20 bill. He would then, in full view of the congregation, ceremoniously fold it lengthwise and spear the collection plate with it. Some people were critical of my uncle, but I remember one saint in the church who thought he fit in rather well with the pretensions of any number of other members of the congregation. It seemed to her that the distinction between authentic piety and just plain showing off exposed plenty of blame to go around. She seemed to think that the main difference between my uncle and some others in the congregation was that they just hid it better." Today's passage in Matthew lists three practices meant to be authentic in faithfulness, but they are easily corrupted. These are dangers of showing off: giving alms so that people will think you're generous, praying so that you can be seen, and fasting to look so bad people will think you are a saint. There is probably enough there for all of us to work on. Great God, help us to love you authentically, to be compassionate toward others, and to fall so much in love with reality that we may no longer be captive to pretense. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or to see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.